Hey folks, welcome into the Super Chat Square up here on World Class Bullshitters. So last night during the podcast, we had a weird glitch in the Google Studio where the Super Chats jumped right to the end, so a couple were missed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read them right now and answer your questions. So first off, we had one from our friend Headcase Laboratory, who says, got a PS5 today with three games. Feeling pretty happy. Well, Headcase Laboratory, I'm very happy for you. I have an Xbox Series X with... I just picked up Borderlands because none of the big games are out yet and Game Pass. But I'm equally excited, too. Down the road on our Twitch channel, we'll have a PS5. We want to have it all because we're the epitome of pop culture, so why not have all the shit that you guys want? But congratulations. Tell me how the triggers are on the controller, because most people that review it go on and on and on and on. And so I'm over here playing Xbox, and the controller triggers are pretty cool. The haptic feedback and all that stuff. So let me know. It'll be a system I get one day. Preferably, I'd like to wait until the remodel, because I'm not a big fan of what this version is. But if they never remodeled it, it's the PlayStation. It's the only console that I bought every iteration of. So there you go. Up next is Adam Wofford. He says, Baby Yoda committed genocide instead of jumping the shark. I also have seen memes of dead Baby Yoda all over Facebook saying he shouldn't do that. After watching last night's episode 3, and I won't go back and talk about that episode now because I don't want to have spoilers for people, but I've seen a lot of Baby Yoda memes earlier in the year. There were some really mean-spirited ones, and I was taken aback, but whatever, at the end of the day. I didn't make them. I'm not really into them, so people are pissed off at Baby Yoda for many reasons. First off, for existing, for being cute, this, that, and the other. I will say I have pretty much given up on Baby Yoda with the balance of The Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. It's just too much for this show. And now we're introducing other characters from the original Star Wars timeline before Disney bought it and post with the Rebel stuff. So there's a lot going on, and the show's kind of getting convoluted. So Baby Yoda is kind of the least of everyone's problems. But thank you very much, Adam Wofford. Ninja Lawyer Steve says, in Mongolia, not only do they ride horses, but they milk them too. So I must ask, is Dion into ANR? Well, Ninja Lawyer Steve, I did look it up, and yes, Dion is into erotic lactation, so we don't kink shame here unless that's your kink, so yeah, Dion's into some weird stuff, but he's my best friend for a reason, so what does that say about me? 007 Cloud, thank you very much for your double super chats. I did read these to you on Jesse's stream, but this is our channel, so I'm going to read them again and answer them here. So 007 Cloud says, playing Miles Morales? I'm effing not. No, sir, I am not. I have a PlayStation 4. I've had one for many, many years. I refuse to buy that version. I went through Spider-Man PS4. I had an amazing time. It is my favorite PlayStation 4 game. If I had a PS5, why would I really want to go back and play it? They changed the face, all these other things. So, no, I'm not playing Miles Morales. There are 3, 4, 5 different reasons. Obviously, I don't like the character. I don't like the direction. You know, it's one of those things where I probably will never like Miles Morales or accept him as the real Spider-Man. And I don't have to. There's decades and decades of proof that there's somebody else that's Spider-Man. So 007 Cloud also says, I knew the Avengers game was going to be ass, especially when you put it beside the Ultimate Alliance. The women looked great. Yes. So comic books are an interesting medium. You can have somebody at the top like Ethan. You can have somebody who is equally good but has a really extreme style like a Bill Sienkiewicz. There's all kinds of different art styles that are acceptable in comic books. Therefore, I believe you can have multiple different art styles for comic book-based video games. So I am with you about Ultimate Alliance being the superior-looking game. Yeah, it's not in 4K. It doesn't have the textures. It doesn't have the scale of the graphics. But it looks like a comic or a cartoon, in many ways, come to life. So I would rather have that, because even in a big game like PS4 Spider-Man, they even made a suit that looked like a comic book. So that aesthetic is on everyone's mind. I actually would be very happy if they made a massive Avengers or Marvel MMO or something. Well, not even an MMO, but basically have it have those cel-shaded 4K comic book-looking graphics. I think that would be very unique and interesting. And I don't know what the resources required are for it, but I personally would think that game would stand up. Like Cell Damage, that game Cell Damage for the original Xbox is almost 20 years old. They gave it a remaster a couple years ago on the PS4, and it looks pretty damn good. So if we're talking a 20-year window and a game looks pretty good with some upscaling, imagine doing it now in this era, and you could probably future-proof your game for another 2 decades. So Thank you very much, 007 Cloud. Headcase Laboratory says, Marvel should have gotten Insomniac for the Avengers game. Yeah, they did a great job with the Spider-Man game. So why not have the best people follow up? But they went Square Enix or Squeenix for those. And if you're an RPG fan, a Final Fantasy fan, you have your issues with Square Enix. Me personally, I've never purchased a Square Enix watch. Thank you for watching. For those who sent in the super chats, we really appreciate that. And for everyone else that listened, thank you very much. So folks, I'm going to get out of here. I don't know exactly where I'm going to be posting this audio clip, but it is a super chat square up, and I wanted to thank everybody who helps the channel grow continuously. So from all of us here at WCBS, thank you for watching, and always be excellent to each other.